Shabbat shalom, everyone. My name is Dottie Yisrael Abel, and I like to serve you forever as the priest is starting very soon. It's now time to start finding your seats for Sabbath services.
Shalom, everyone. My name is Dr. Zalego Han, and I want to serve you forever as a priest is starting very soon. It's a privilege and the honor to present you the sons and daughters of Israel Abel now entering the sanctuary. Now I'll turn it over to the priest.
Shalom, everyone. Please be seated. Okay, we are going to start today with the scripture, and it is 1 Kings 18:22. If you could show my slide, please. And it says, "Then Elias said to the people, 'I alone am left of all the prophets of Yahweh, but the prophets of Baal number 450 men.'" Now, in this time period, as the priest of the house of Yahweh brought out, and the overseer also, at this time period, Elia was the last prophet of Yahweh. He was the only one standing and teaching Yahweh's laws in his time period. But he had quoted that there is over 450 men who were willing and able to come forward and stand for Baal and the beastly system in his time period. So what I did was I did a gematria. Referring to this scripture. And if you could show my next slide, please. And it says, "Like Elia, Yisrael alone is left of all the prophets of Yahweh, but the prophets of Baal number 4,199 men." As the overseers brought out the number of false religions that are prophesying and preaching Baal's or Satan's beastly system in these last days. And the English... In the English gematria, the number was 8304, and it comes from 8280 and 3050, and it says Yah. Now, we know that in the 16th century, 1600s, the letter J was invented for the King James Version of the Bible to be printed. That letter J was invented first in order to allow these false prophets, as the overseer brought forth, to remove Yahweh's name from the Bible. But Yahweh has revealed to our overseer that Yahweh's name starts with the letter Y. So in any of these Strong's Concordance numbers that reverence the name Yahweh, I have replaced the J with the letter Y so as not to be confused, that this is actually speaking of Yahweh. Now, it says, if you could show my slide again, it says Yah has prevailed. And then 8280 is a primitive root, and it means to prevail or power. Now, all power, everything comes from Yahweh. We get our strength and our power from Yahweh through his laws, as the overseer is bringing out in these last days. Now, 3050, this majority of this is actually from the Strong's, and it says Yah. It's a contraction from 3068, and it means the same as 3068, Yah, the sacred name. And we know that sacred name is the sacred name of our Heavenly Father in heaven, as the overseer has brought forth time and time again with all of his teachings and where the Kohans have actually expounded on this. Now, 3068 means Jehovah. It means the self-existent or eternal Jehovah, or the Jewish national name of God. And we know the name of the name of God is not God, but Yahweh. Now, if this number looks familiar, I had brought this out before when I was bringing out about the holy women of Nu. Now, the holy women of Nu, the perfect helpmeet, if you look at that, it was the Jewish number 3109, and it comes from 3068, and it's a variation of Jehovah revived, 3068, Jehovah is self-existent and eternal, Jehovah. So these two numbers, Yisrael alone is left of all the prophets of Yahweh in these last days, refers all the way down to 3068. The holy women of Nu, the perfect helpmeet, the Jewish gematria 3109, comes or is from 3068. 3068. We are tagged with this number. We are tagged to pastor because it is stating here that Yisrael alone, only Yisrael, is standing for Yahweh in these last days. He is standing with us behind him as his helpmeets. We women of Nu, we are tagged. This is another number that Yahweh is helping us to come to understanding that way back in the 1800s when the Strong's Concordance was written and these numbers were assigned according to the Hebrew scriptures and the Greek translations that the Bible scholars of that time period had actually written out for us. In 1890, Yahweh allowed Strong's to be able to assign these numbers for us in these last days. Now, these numbers, all they do is they help us to understand that what is being brought out by the overseer in these last days is inspired 100% through Yeshua by Yahweh. There is no way of getting around this. Now, we women of old, well, we are not the women of old. We are the women of new. The women of new, I keep forgetting that. We are the women of new. We are the new women in these last days. We are here to help bring forth this information that the overseer is giving us, as he is the lone prophet. Now, the other thing that I was asked to give, I'm going to go to Deuteronomy 30, 15, and 19. If you could show my slide, please. Now, Deuteronomy 30, 15, and 19. It says, "See, I have set before you this day life by righteousness and death and destruction." And in 19 it says, "I call heaven and earth as witnesses against you this day that I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses, because you are free agents to make your own choice between righteousness and evil. Therefore, choose life so both you and your children may live." Now, I want to focus on 19, the beginning of that scripture. It says, "I call heaven and earth as witnesses against you." Witnesses. How is the heavens and the earth witnessing what is taking place on these last days? Now, everybody remembers the last couple weeks the information being brought out about the magnetic shield, the magnetic field that is around the earth, and how it is linked to all creation on earth, and that our emotions and everything else that we have goes forth to other people. Now, the magnetic field, as the overseer says, it's an electromagnetic field. And the electromagnetic field I put into the gematria, and this is what I came up with. It comes from 1914, which is Greek. Comes from 1909, which ties us to the temple prophecy. And 991 is a primitive verb. And it goes on to seek, to heed, to look on, to beware of, to regard, to sight, to behold. And 1650 goes to conviction, evidence, and reproof. So we will be bringing more out on this electromagnetic field, but I wanted you to remember that we are tagged with the overseer in these last days because he is the only prophet of Yahweh in these last days. And with that, I turn it over to the next speaker.
Shabbat shalom, great saints of Yahweh. Please be seated. Yahweh's peace be with you. I would just like to stir back to your remembrance how awesome and what a pleasure it is to be a part of the seventh era. We are the finishing work. All creation have been waiting for you and everybody that overseer is gathering throughout all nations. There is a post yesterday, and it really caught my attention because it goes along perfectly with what Yahweh inspired to be brought out today. And it's on page 356 of the Unveiling Satan book. And I'm just going to read this one paragraph. It says, "The Holy Scriptures show plainly that Yahweh's plan has always been to build a righteous family, a kingdom of beings like himself, beings with the highest standard of righteousness, beings whose thoughts are always geared to the servitude of others, as Yahweh's thoughts and actions have proven to be, beings whose love for Yahweh's righteous laws is like and equal to a dear friend." And he goes on to say in the next paragraph, "These qualifications are necessary for each member of Yahweh's family to possess in order to assure righteous behavior and unity with Yahweh and with others forever and ever. Now, you, the house of Yahweh, only you know that great secret that has been proclaimed from the last day's anointed witness. Revelation 10:7, in those days, in the days of the voice of the seventh Malach, when he will begin to sound, the great secret of Yahweh would be finished, as he declared to his servants, the prophets." And that reminds me of Ephesians 1:9, where he says, "Having revealed to us this great secret of his plan," emphasizing the great secret of his plan. You are the great secret of his plan. A family, a righteous family of beings who rule like Yahweh rules. Praise Yahweh. So turning over to Matithiah 24:31. And if you would like to write that down, and I would read it off. "And he will send his Malachim with the great sound of a trumpet, the last day's anointed witness, the seventh trumpeter. And they will gather together his elect from the four winds, from one end of the earth to the other." And I want you to notice in the Gematria, "he has gathered" is 322, the last day's anointed witness card tag, and it was only assigned to him. What's also amazing is the next one. "The great secrets of Yahweh brought" is also 322. So in this time period, when the seventh Malach is sounding, these things will be fulfilled. Now, for our next gematria, we have the voice of the seventh trumpeter. And notice the 2022, because that in the Strong's means promotion, the mountain, and referencing Isaiah 2:2 and Micaiah 4:1. "In the last days, the mountain promotion will be established." By who? The seventh trumpeter will establish it in the last days. And then going on to the next one. Yes. And this is also interesting, because we're studying out of the first book of Yisrael. Everybody is studying out of the first book of Yisrael, the whole house, the whole promotion, and it's making the connection to Yahweh, and it's 2022 in the Gematria. Now, I want you to keep this in mind, because in the Gematria, we, praise Yahweh, we put what promotion? And get this, the number is 1122. A cross-reference for that is Genesis 49:11, and it's speaking about tethering his donkey's colt. 1122 in the Strong's Exhaustive Concordance in the Hebrew means donkey's colt. Praise Yahweh. Now, that traces back to another number, which is 1129, and that means a builder of a family name. A builder of a family name. So in the Gematria, those who are a builder of a family name, notice that 2088. And that 2088 is talking about the two witnesses who stand for the supreme ruler of the earth, one standing on this side of the bank of the river and the other standing on that side of the bank of the river. The two witnesses are the ones who are the builders of Yahweh's great and awesome mighty family name. So again, The Holy Scriptures plainly show that Yahweh's plan has always been to build a righteous family kingdom of beings like himself. Great family, you are a part of this mighty and awesome family that the two witnesses have began to proclaim. And with this, if you would all please stand. Have a great Sabbath, great family.
Blessed is Israel Abel Hawkins, who comes in the name of Yahweh. Please take your seat in the great house of Yahweh. I have a gematria here, and it's, if you can see it, it says Hawkins Knows. Now, we're not going to talk about this right now, but just know that that race that we're running, that Hawkins Knows has a major part in it, and we'll get back to that later. So let's go on to Genesis 28:17. Those are two of Pastor's lot numbers, 28 and 17. And that's where we saw, once again, the next gematria, that the gate, the entrance to the kingdom of Yahweh, spoken of there in verse 17, is our great overseer's tag number, also teaching the 613 laws of Yahweh. Now, the title of this speech is The Beth Yahweh. You see the page number that page is on? It's number 23. 23, I'm reminding you, is the gathering, that Yahweh is gathering, the Father of gathering. And also on the top there, you see another number, Genesis 29. 29 means worshipers of Yahweh, that Yahweh is our Father. Something about chapter 28 of Genesis is pretty amazing. Now, in the Strong's number for gate in verse 7, it's number 8179, and that means domain of Yahweh. So I thought, well, let me just make sure I know what the word domain means. It means a territory controlled by a ruler. So I thought, okay, Yahweh dwells, his domain is the house of Yahweh, which is pretty amazing. But then it went down and gave me another definition, which it's just like, wow. It says in physics, a discrete region of magnetism in ferromagnetic material. So I had to say, well, what exactly is physics? It's the branch of science concerned with the nature and property of matter and energy, of chemistry and biology. Now, remember, Pastor told us he wanted to major in biology, but he let Yahweh lead him into the scriptures. So as I was looking on the internet to find out what is ferromagnetic material, it was probably way over my head, like about 12 feet or more, maybe to the sky, who knows. But what I got from that, my conclusion is that we in the house of Yahweh are ferromagnetic material. And if you want me to explain that, I can't. I know that the overseer will. I'll be sitting on the edge of my seat just as you will when he does explain this. But at this time, let's go back to Genesis 28, verse 1. And think about this as Israel. Then Isaac called Israel and blessed him. In verse 7, and Israel had obeyed his father and his mother. Verse 14, also your descendants shall be as the dust of the earth. You shall spread abroad to the west. Now that's the first direction that's mentioned in that scripture. And that goes to 3220, which means west, western. And the first time we saw that in the scriptures was Genesis 1:10, where it says, and Yahweh called the day dry land earth, and he gathered waters he called seas. We know that the waters, according to Revelation 17:15, are multitudes, languages, and tongues. That word sea comes from the same number, 3220. So he's talking about a gathering in these last days. So let's get the next gematria. In that scripture, in verse 19, He called that place Beth Yahweh. So I put in the gematria the Beth Yahweh, and you can see Pastor's tag number or birth date, 828. He is the Beth Yahweh, the Bei Yahweh. And let's go to the next gematria. Where is the gate to the kingdom of heaven? 2022 is on there, and it shows that it goes to Isaiah 2:2, the promotion of the mountain, and Micaiah 4:1, the building of the house in these last days, established by Yahweh's last days witness in the chief of the nations. The next gematria, the end day gatekeeper. Who is that end day? The end day gatekeeper. We see 3:22. No, we don't. We see 1074. Sorry about that. I'm getting ahead of myself. Okay, let's go to the next one then. So where's the house of Yahweh now? 322 with the overseer. He is the house of Yahweh, and so are we with him. Now, I want to really get into this 3922 here. That's part of that gematria. In Hebrew, it means a journey, to walk, to lead, to bring, to walk uprightly. Integrity. And where did we hear that word integrity in the PSCP? What page number? 18. We got it down pat. We're ready. So it also goes to the number 1980. And 1980, what occurred in the house of Yahweh in 1980? Let's look at the next slide. The dedication of the last day's first mobile home. So mobile home sanctuary, mobile sanctuary on 12:2. So we see that it shows that the overseer did this, and he's the one that dedicated that sanctuary. Dedication means narrow discipline and train up consecration. Consecration is number 4390 from the Strong's. It means the full extent of what is necessary to successfully be completed. And it also means, from 3027, the hand, Yahweh's power, installing into office. You see this hand? This is not just any hand. I actually got to go to the overseer and ask him if I could do his hand. This is his right hand that Yahweh said he would take hold of and bring forth the kingdom of Yahweh. It also means to come in alongside, to enter, to come in, to arise to the end. And it also means the point reached, to set at one again to the end. And it went to 1096, which we know comes from 1094 on there. And I just want to say one thing about this electromagnetic emotional field. It's like the changing of the heart and the mind to the point that you are so emotionally attached to Yahweh's laws that nothing will tear you apart. May Yahweh is truly glorified through his servant Israel. Let us all stand for our next servant, the great head judge.
Please be seated. The title of my speech today is The United States, Two Trees Planted Here in the United States by Prophecy. And I'd like to start with reading a Book of Israel quote. This is from the Book of Israel number 2. And you can follow along. It's on page 120 and page 122. It says, "Remember, the house of Yahweh grows. It grows like the grain of mustard seed. As it grows, it receives its power. The more it grows, the more power it receives. I'm not talking about growth in numbers, Pastor says. I'm talking about spiritual growth into perfection. The closer we come to perfection, the more power we will receive. We're facing this beastly system that one day you and I, Pastor says, will be given the power to destroy. Now we are in the process of doing this because of the first thing in destroying a power is exposing the evil of it. This is what our book, The Devil Worship, The Shocking Facts, has started doing at this time, exposing the servant of sin, the evil of this power. There are two powers. There are two trees. The next thing that will occur as our power and righteousness increase is that we will be blessed and grow spiritually." Okay? Continuing to read. This is what Jacob also prayed for. That is the way you are going to be blessed with this power as you continue to grow to perfection. One day you will have the power over Satan to actually bring this destruction about. You, brethren, are going to be the mighty people, along with the rest of the 144,000 priesthood, who will bring Satan down and actually destroy the complete works of Satan. Are you ready? That's a tall order to fill. But our overseer tells us that we're going to do it. Do you believe it? Yes. Prophecy shows that we are going to do this. We are going to receive this power. Now, a lot of times we think about power as like some kind of magical thing, but it's not like that at all. And that's why it's so important that we study to show ourselves approved to Yahweh, because that's where our power will increase. Attending the classes, especially mothers, attend them with your children. Don't just send your children. Be an example to your children and come to class with them. Okay? Important. Okay, so for my first slide, I wanted to put up Isaiah and Micaiah. Isaiah 2:2 and Micaiah 4:1. And I'm going to read out of Isaiah 2:2. It really doesn't matter. They say the same thing. And it says, "It will come to pass in the last days that the mountain promotion of the house of Yahweh will be established in the chief of the nations." I want you to remember that word chief, okay? "And will be raised above all congregations, and all nations will eventually flow to it." Now, I put two links down at the bottom there, and these are links that you can actually find that the United States is the most powerful superpower in the world. Okay? And there's two different links there. Yahweh knows what he's talking about. He's very, very clear. He doesn't mince words. The United States is the chief of the nations. But we've got two trees planted here by prophecy. And I want to put up my next slide because I want to show you. We're going to break it down a little bit. I put in the gematria. Isaiah 2:2, Micaiah 4:1. Straight into the gematria. The numbers were 341, 3500, and 2046. And it means, Hebrew 3:41, an adversary. And then on the next slide, you'll see, an adversary. 3,500 Hebrew, same as 3,499, superiority, remainder, remnant. We are a remnant here, right? A remnant. Notice this, a melting. And from Brown, Driver, and Briggs, the next slide, smelting pot. I want you to remember the word smelting pot. And it's from 5413, which means to flow and to gather. We've heard about this flowing. Remember, all nations flowing to it, gather together. You can see how Yahweh's putting these together with the numbers here. The next gematria I put in is, what is a chief nation? What is a chief nation? And it was numbers 1380, 1110, and 185. Mountain was 1380 in the Hebrew. Mountain? Really? Yahweh just said the mountain or promotion of his house. Number 1110 means to annihilate. The United States crushes all their enemies. And remember, pastor's bringing out about the magnetic pole in the field. We have to be very, very careful of how we are presenting ourselves. If we're holding on to hatred, we have to be positive energy, because we ripple out to everyone who's around us. We actually ripple out. They take on that energy that we give off. And remember, we want all nations to flow to us, not away from us, right? And 185, longing, desire, to lust after, pleasure. Remember, don't hurt our lifestyle. Like the West, everybody wants to go like the West. Don't hurt our lifestyle. And the next gematria, what is the chief nation? What is the chief nation? What is the chief nation? Look at that, 1492. Is Yahweh not, he has humor. In 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. Now, we know that that's not really when it was founded, but isn't that funny that Yahweh put that there? I thought so. Okay, for the next gematria. The melting pot. Remember when I told you to remember smelting pot? I put in the melting pot. 534, 984, and 164. Hebrew 5:34 is from 5:59. It means to boast self, challenge, charge. America first. We're the greatest, right? The next word, 9:84, Hebrew 9:84, confidence. Who is able to make war with her? The next slide I want to show is what they say, which is Revelation 13:4. Revelation 13:4. And they worshiped the dragon, which gave power to the beast. And they worshiped the beast, saying, who is able to make war with the beast? Who's like the beast? Who can make war with this great beast, right? Boasting, power. And that last word, that last number, number 164, guess what it means? United. United States. United States. Yahweh shows his work through the numbers. He always uplifts our great pastor and overseer, Israel Hawkins. Please listen as the priests take over the podium, because I'm telling you, sisters, the things that we're about to learn about the magnetic field and the great things that Yahweh has in store for his people and the great things that we can do if we put on these righteous laws and have that positive energy. If you'll all please stand, I'd like to turn it over to the great and mighty priest of the house of Yahweh.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Hi, y'all ready? We're taking over this podium. It's ours. Praise Yahweh. This time we get to hear from great deacon Michael Ossoff.
Shabbat shalom, great saints of Yahweh. Please be seated. The peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. Let's quickly turn over to Revelation, book of Revelation. Revelation 17 to start. Well, Abel won't make war with the beast, but Abel will bring that beast under control and teach the people the right way to go. And that's what we're about. Okay, so Revelation 17, and let's look at verse 7. And the Malach said to me, why are you astonished? I will tell you the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carries her, which has seven heads and ten horns. Let's look down to verse 9. And here is the mind which has wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sits. Now let's look over across the page to chapter 18, verse 3. Chapter 18, verse 3. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, her god worship, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth have grown rich through the abundance of her delicacies. Excuse me. Verse 4, and I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, so that you do not partake of her plagues or sins, and that you do not receive of her plagues. This search is called the Catholic religion. And this one and the next one, if Yahweh allows me to bring, had so much stuff in there I couldn't put it all in. It would have just filled the paper up with lots of little circles. So I did what the priest informed me to do, is just write the words out and point out all the things that were in it. So we're going to jump right into it. And one thing I want to remind everyone is, we don't put these things in the codes. When I do a search, I have the main search, which is the topic, and then a lot of times I just let the program see what's in there that Yahweh's placed in and around the main topic. And sometimes a pastor or the priest will say, hey, look and see if this is in there. Or something will come to mind for me to see if something else is in there. And if it's not, it's not. If it is, it is. So a lot of these words were words that just came up in the search and that Yahweh had put in there. So just remember, some of these words you hear were in there and were not, how do I want to put this? We're just showing you what was in there so you'll know what Yahweh had put in there. Okay, so let's get into the codes here. All right, so we have the main right here. I'm going to try and start doing this a little differently so you can see it better. Okay, so right here we have the main search, which is Catholic religion, right here. And the first thing that came up crossing it right here was, of course, universal. Universal. Then right next to it was Egypt. And then if you look over here, this word right here was allure. And remember this, that sin looked desirable. And it makes people want it because it looks desirable, but we know that it's not. We know that it brings death and destruction and hurt and pain. Okay? Then this one crossing Catholic religion, this long kind of curved line here, 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 and here. This one is, it was the word Bacchanal, which is a priest, worshipers, or followers of Bacchus, which is Satan. All right? Okay. Then, let's see where we are here. I always make sure I go through this so I know where everything's at. Okay. So, over here, right, lost again. 8, 7, 7. Where are you? 7. Seven, okay. Well, I'll just read it. I must not have marked. Oh, no, it's right here. 7. Okay, this is channeling, and we know that they channel the demons. In other words, they deal with the demons. They're inspired by the demons, and they follow the teachings of the gods. Channeling. And this word always comes up when it's ever any kind of search regarding the Catholic Church or the beastly system. And it's Anathoth again, which we know was where the school of the tyrants taught. Anathoth. Okay. Then over here we have Yada. Yada. Okay. Then right here we have righteousness as filthy rags. Righteousness as filthy rags. All right? Now it gets really interesting. We see the one who's leading the beastly system, the Catholic Church. Lilith, Hillel, Mary. Lilith, Hillel, Mary. And then we have 16. 16 is right here. And that one is lacking. In other words, not having. It's a mixture, and it does not have the strength that the house of Yahweh and the true teachings of the law and the prophets through the witness of Israel in these last days have. We have the strength of the law and the strength which only comes from Yahweh and His house. So, of course, the Catholic Church is lacking. Okay, then 17, we have pagan. Pagan. Now, these next words, I'm going to read these words off. And these words came up, and I just want to point that out. This next word is in here twice, but it was in here a third time over here, and the word is queer. Okay? Followed by up here, queerness. All right? So that those words were in there. We didn't put those in there. We didn't look for them. It's just what the program had brought up, showing everything that was in there regarding the Catholic Church. Then we have... where are we at? 20 right here. 20 is Roman. Roman. Then 21. Lost again. 21. Okay. Oh, 21 right here is Sodom. Sodom. Then 22 and 23 together is as God's evil. As God's evil. Then crossing Catholic, we have 666 right here. Then last we have divining serpent. Divining serpent. Okay, now these are, I just wrote, and there was many, many more after this. But, you know, the list would probably go on, but this seems to be enough to make the point. So I'm just going to read these words off. Pain, teraphim, prophetic, scorched. An improper word for dung. Sorcery, thievery, whorish was in there four times. Woe, very important, woe was in there. Molest, beastly, demons, CPS, and Roe Wade 1973. And there was so much more. I just like, this is enough. And Pastor said it proves the point. So it's a very beastly system, and we need to do everything within our power to overcome and to be examples of the witness Yisrael's teachings by showing care and concern for each other now more than ever. Now the last 3.5 years has started. The tests are kicking up. Encourage each other. Care for one another. We need it now more than ever. And be a blessing to each other. And with that, if you'll please stand. Yahweh bless your Sabbath day. All right. I have the great opportunity to turn it over to a great priest in the house of Yahweh, the great Kohan Benjamin Krause Hawkins.
Shabbat Shalom. Please be seated. Yahweh's peace be with everyone here and abroad. Okay. Let's start off by looking at the title slide for the day. Yeah, lo and behold. Part 4 of our series on the time, 1962-2019, the time and season of calamity, part 4. And it's Yahweh himself will bring forth a sign. And let's start it out with today's date. Did you all look up today's date? Okay, let's grab that first slide. Today's date, if you'll notice, 2034 actually goes to the word seventh. It's seven times it goes to the word seventh, the seventh work, the seventh Moloch. Strong's Greek means work. So it's showing the seventh work, and that 2039 goes to the word mountain, 2022, which is right here, the mountain and promotion of the house of Yahweh, 2022. When you add all those numbers up there in today's date, gematria, it comes to 4412, and it's the word proton. Proton, which means chief or leading thing. I think we'll probably be hearing something about magnetic fields and protons and things a little later on. Let's go ahead and continue where we left off a couple weeks ago. Can I have my next slide? Now, I told you that there's always, you know, when you depart from iniquity, which the house of Yahweh has done, there's always going to be someone lurking in the shadows. The lion of Yada there, the tribe of Yada, who, remember, they set up their see over there in San Angelo in 1961, at the end of 1961, to be ready for this work in these last days here in Abilene. If you notice, it says in Isaiah 59:15, yes, truth is suppressed, and he who departs from evil makes himself a prey. Yahweh saw this, and it displeased him that there was no justice in the last days. And if you'll notice, the gematria of that scripture is 15:15, and it means to hide, a lurker, you know, somebody lurking in the shadows, ready to pounce. But 15:15 in the Greek shows the other side of the coin. Peace, quiet, rest, peace of mind, undisturbed, unity, safety, security, prosperity, the Messiah's peace, which we all have here. You know, while they're lurking in the shadows, do we have anything to worry about here while you're doing Yahweh's work? Absolutely nothing. Because I'm going to show you in the next slide. Go ahead in the next slide. Psalm 91 shows the same thing. If you put all of Psalm 91 in the gematria, you get 15:15 again. And it shows that protection that Yahweh gives his house against those that would be lurking in the shadows, right? Just do the work. You have nothing to worry about, you know. Do Yahweh's work, overcome, practice everything that our pastor teaches us, and you'll be fine. Okay, now let's get back to the ship, you know, the 454. Let's go to the next slide, because the man this ship is named after. Now, this isn't disparaging this man. It's just a sign from Yahweh who this really represents. Sergei Georgiev Gorshkov was the name of the man that this ship is named after. He was an admiral in the Russian Navy. Let's look at that first number. It means royal steeds or horses. That's in the Hebrew. 327 in the Greek means to seek out. 1962. Wow, what a coincidence. This ship was in Cuba Harbor, where the 1962... war was about ready to start there, the Cuban Missile Crisis in 62, and it means calamity, ruin, destruction. It also means deadly desire and destructive greed. very wickedness, describing the system. The third number is 2865, and it means terrified, affright, be or make afraid, to break down either literally by violence or figuratively by confusion and fear, to scare and terrify. That's what their job is to try to scare and terrify us to run out of this house of safety. That's what their job is. But notice the other side of the coin on 2865 in the Greek, it means to care for, to take care of, to provide for, to carry away for oneself, to carry off what is one's own, to take up or carry away in order to care for and preserve or protect it. That's Yahweh's job, to protect us from these that trust in warfare here. Let's look at the next slide, because when you add up all those numbers, it shows you more about who this is. You get the number 5154, and it means divining, to practice divination. Remember the divining serpent? That's what the word Vatican means. It means a divining serpent. 5172, to practice divination. And then from 5175, a serpent or snake. Now, who is that? Pastors taught us it's the divining serpent. Greek 5154 means the third or a third part. Remember the third part of the Malachim that followed this system that's actually lurking in the shadows, trying to drag us out of the great house of Yahweh. Now, whether she's successful or not, and her demons are successful or not, depends fully upon our faith in these last days and following this faith from front to finish. This book right here, which I'm going to show you right now. Can I have my next scripture or next slide? Hebrews 11:33. Remember, I showed you this plane a few weeks ago. This was in the Cuban Missile Crisis, and it only caught the last three numbers of the tail of that plane, 986. And I showed you that there's 986 pages in this book right here. The faith, right here. This is what drives away the aliens and puts them to flight, okay? And that's exactly what you're seeing right here. Hebrews 11:33-34 says, who through the faith turned the armies of the aliens to flight. And armies of the aliens in Gematria is 1074. And then the other number, 549, shows the opposing system. But it also shows, backs us up here about who puts them to flight. It says 549 from 548, faith, support, covenant, sure. It's talking about this right here from page 1 to 986. Very truly sure, to confirm, support, believe, put your trust, stand still and watch what Yahweh can do. Reliable, lasting, fulfilled, endured, trustworthy, have insurance. Bringing, carried, reared, nursed, established, faithful guardians. Who's that talking about? You know, we're in the wilderness being reared and nursed and established. In these last days, we're going to become the faithful guardians of this planet and the universe. And then it says, be strong, make firm, strengthen, assured, be bold, make oneself alert, be determined, turn to the right hand road. Can I have my next slide? Now, this number 549 is also alluding to, and you don't need to turn there, I have it on the screen for you, page 549 in your book of Yahweh, and it's Isaiah 31:1. Let's read this. It says, woe to those who go to Egypt for help and rely upon horses. Remember that steed there that we saw in his name? Who rely on horses and trust in chariots merely because they are numerous, and in horsemen because they are strong. But who do not look to the Holy One of Israel, nor seek Yahweh. Isaiah 31:13. And notice, rely on military strength. 1674, that's talking about the tag of the serpent. They rely, remember, they put their trust in armies. The armies stand on their part. Isaiah 31:3 says, now the Egyptians are men and not Yahweh. Their horses are flesh and not spirit. Remember what Yahweh says? Not by might, not by power, but by my spirit. That's how we're going to wage war, okay? Not with guns and swords and all that. But this is what they're using. When Yahweh stretches out his hands, remember those words, hands, both he who helps will fall, and he who is helped will fall down. They will all fall together. Notice when you put that in the gematria, you get 1962, when Yahweh stretched out his hands, the two witnesses. okay, in 1962, his authority that he set in these last days. Now, let's go to the next slide. 549 was Isaiah 31 was written in 713 BY. When you add 1962 to that, you get 2675, which means court, a temple, enclosure. From 2690 to sound a trumpet, trumpeter. From 2689, an ancient trumpet or trumpeter. Notice, ancient trumpet, 1074. Remember, the seven trumpets go all the way back to the beginning, okay, of this work. And remember, we showed in the seven-lamp lampstand, all seven works were 1074 when you added them together. Strong's Greek 1075 means to get ready, to complete, to prepare, to fully train and perfect, to equip, to restore, to bring into its proper condition, whether for the first time or after a lapse, which there had been a lapse since Yahshua was taken up. There was a space of time, and then this last work in 1962 began. Can I have my next slide? Now remember, you can trust in Yahweh fully. You know how you trust in Yahweh? You just sit there and go, okay, I trust you, Yahweh. Uh-oh, Yahweh, I don't trust you right now. Hold on. Okay, I trust you now. I feel like I trust you. No, that's stupidity. Here's your trust. You follow every single word that's in here, as taught by the house of Yahweh, as our baptism form tells us. Not as we interpret it, but as we're taught here at the house. Now, here's your promise. Isaiah 31:5 says, like birds flying, so will Yahweh of hosts defend Jerusalem. Remember, Jerusalem is the city of the priest who teaches peace right here. It's not over there in the Middle East. They're not teaching peace. Defending, he will also deliver it. Passing over, he will preserve. Passing over. Wow, Passover. Now, you put that in gematria, defending, he will also deliver it. Passing over, he will preserve. You get 610. And you remember on 610 on Pentecost, this is exactly what we talked about, the sparing of the 2 billion people and those in the house of Yahweh in these last days. So let's look at the other number, 5294. It means servants of Yahweh. And it means, to shorten it, it means leaving a positive pattern or model for others to follow in the life of faith and to put in remembrance. That's our job, remember, to remember, to put Yahweh's name, his authority in remembrance in everything we do. Okay, passing over, he will preserve. No, defending, he will also deliver. Passing over, he will protect us. You get 610 again, because on 610 again this year, when Pentecost came, we talked about the sparing and the passing over, and Pastor announced the last 3.5 years started right up here on 610. Remember that. Don't ever forget it. Passing over, he will preserve. Notice who he will preserve. 322, Pastor's tag. The number 3119 means daily, by day, daytime and night, Yahweh will preserve us and protect us. From 3117, always, age, always, battle, continually, every day, lifetime, future, eternity, yesterday, today, forever, forevermore, as long as we live, perpetually, present, time, times, period, reign, survive continually, in trouble, in weather. And remember that weather storm we had when that ship appeared, Yahweh was bringing forth the sign that he's going to protect us, okay? Remember these things. Don't ever forget them. Let's go back to 610 again. Can I have my next slide? Because on 610, I read you this scripture, Psalm 19:6, and I said, see the side note D, where it says, count the Omer, it shows Yahshua's coming. And when you put in each day of the Omer, you get the number 5680. 5680 means Hebrews. Hebrews. Well, who are the Hebrews? Are you a Hebrew? If you follow Yahweh and you follow the witness in these last days, that's what you are. And it's from 5674, and it means to pass over, to spare. Yes, spare from this great burning, this one-hour burning that's going to come. Can I have my next slide? Okay, so from when the Cuban Missile Crisis began in 1962 on October 15, And yeah, I said October because I'm teaching. I'm not trying to uplift these gods, but you need to understand we got people in the world that don't know and they're still learning. So bear with me. And to June 10th or 6/10, when Pastor made that announcement, it was 2,956 weeks. Well, if you remember in my very first sermon on this subject about this ship, I brought this number out. Strong's 4308 means propulsive. Remember that ship, it has a propulsion system that pulls it through the water, that drives it through the water. And it's from 2956, it means to pursue, to chase, continuous. This is their job. They're constantly pursuing the great house of Yahweh. They're trying to destroy us. Now remember, Pastor said, Satan can't destroy us. She knows she can't destroy this work. She's already tried. She can't do it. So now what her job is going to be is she understands, I've got to destroy the heavens that govern the earth and the earth, then I'll get them. Right? Is she going to succeed? Do you believe this book? Praise Yahweh for this book, 1987. When I see things, I think of numbers, you know, not just the book, but I also see the number behind it. And that's how we need to be. Yahweh works with the numbers, as we heard this morning. You can see it very plainly. Okay, so back to this. It says, so the Last Supper of the extended Feast of Pentecost. Y'all saw that at the New Moon film, right? Y'all watched it? It was broken down into sections, and I wrote them down in the Gematria, and watch how inspired this is. So I put in Last Supper, the extended Feast of Pentecost, Noah 6:19. You mean a lot to Yahweh. The girls sang that song. Can't stop, won't stop. That's what they sang. He broke these down, and he wrote them on the screen for us to see. And then the lamplight song. And then young female teachers being lamplighting, and then the young male teachers. And pastor's closing comment. Look at the number. 1962. Okay? The season of calamity. The last 3.5 years that has began. And remember, to pursue, chase, continuous, it shows the serpent's tag and it shows pastor's tag. That's who they're pursuing constantly. This work right here. Okay? Remember, there's only two trees. Okay, if you're not in the house of Yahweh, who do you belong to? Okay, can I have my next slide? Now, you children that were lamp lighting, I want you to listen to me very closely. You're the ones, you're going to fulfill this prophecy right here. You see these prophecies? It's you, children. You're going to do this just as surely as everything else we've learned. Yael 2:28 says, it will come to pass, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams. Your young men will see visions. And in Acts 2:16, it quotes it where Kepha said, but this is the beginning of that which was spoken by the prophet Yael. Notice, spoken by the prophet Yael, 1962, when this work began with the two witnesses in Eastland, Texas, on the Eastland, the radio show, the question and answer show. And then he says, it will come to pass in the last days. Are we not in the last days? I will pour out my spirit. What's Yahweh's spirit? It's right here. It's not some ghost, okay? Casper or some kind of friendly holy ghost or something, right? And your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Notice, sons, daughters prophesying, 3:22. Wow, what a coincidence. Can I have my next slide? Now, Daniel was the same. You can be just like Daniel, children. When you put in all of Daniel in the text, it means Daniel. It's the word number 1841, but it also is 1104, which goes to pastor's tag 1074. And it means family, generation. And then Strong's Hebrew 1319 means messenger, to preach and to publish. And 1319 in the Greek means teacher, teacher, teachers. Okay? Now add them up. Go to the next slide. Add them all up. In Daniel. Remember Daniel and his young companions? These were young children. And they stood up for Yahweh. Are you going to stand up for Yahweh too? No matter what age you are, stand up for Yahweh. That means stand upon this. And every word that comes out of pastor's mouth. Notice, Daniel 12, when you add up all those numbers I just gave you, it's 4264. And it means encampment, camp, armies, fight, host, from 2583 to encamp, coming to an end. Now that number 2583, you know what that represents? On 2483, the house of Yahweh was established. That was on a Roman Friday. The following day was 2583. 2583, the first Sabbath after the house was established by the United States government, and it means mercy, spare. Yeah, Yahweh's going to spare this work. And remember Zechariah 9:8, then I will encamp around my house like a guard against those who march in and out. No more will an oppressor overrun them, for now my eyes are watching over them. Notice, around my house, 1074. The tiny micro kingdoms, Yahweh's eyes, 1074, okay? Now, final slide. Now, don't be afraid. I don't mean to scare you or anything, right? I'm not scaring anybody, am I? I'll let Pastor expound on this, but notice, when you put in Feast of Passover 2020, 2020, you see that ship's number again? I just want to show you that last 4422. It means certainly, rescue, deliver, save, escape, delivered, get away, deliver self. And you need to read Daniel 12:1 and Yael 2:34 or 2:31 or 2:32 about the deliverance right here. Okay? And then 4422 means to terrify, to scare, to strike with panic, to terrify, to psychologically detach from reality. That's what they're going to try to do. Are you going to stand for Yahweh? Because notice, when you add up all the numbers, we have another promise. 7600 means at ease, secure, undisturbed. From 1052, the house of ease, the house of peace. And that's where you are, right here, brothers and sisters. But keep these things in your mind. And at this time, if you'd all please stand. It's been a great honor and privilege to speak to the always called out ones. Keep up the great job. You're really angering the evil adversary, but Yahweh is very pleased with everybody here. And at this time, I'd like to turn it over to a great priest in Yahweh's house, the great Kohan Yehuda Hawkins.
Shalom. Please be seated. In your book of Yahweh, turn to page 977. We're going to look at Revelation 9, verse 21st. And as you know, the world out there has a bad habit of always doing the wrong thing. And they cause a lot of problems, you know, the STDs you hear about and all the different things about it. And Yahweh made sure there were people that always knew what's going on and why. And He'll let you know the same thing. All you have to do is wait on Him, listen to the one sense, and totally trust Him. For His name means to be. I am, because He is, you are. But this is the type of trouble that the world's getting into. Plagues, different things. Revelation 9:20, and the rest of the men who were not killed by these plagues still did not repent of the works of their hands, that they should not worship demons and gods, Elohim, teraphim, of gold and silver and brass and stone and of wood, which can neither see nor hear nor walk. The word works that is written in Revelation 9:20 is translated from the Hebrew word moshah. This word is listed on pages 1100 and 1101 of a Hebrew encounter lexicon to the Old Testament by Julius First, which says this word means to act falsely, to bring forth, to commit a crime, to celebrate a festival. Oh, yeah. Wait for Santa Claus to get down your chimney or something, I guess. The word hands that is written in Revelation 9:20 traces back to the Hebrew word alaman. This word is listed on pages 47 and 48 of a Hebrew and English lexicon of the Old Testament with Brown, Driver, and Briggs, which shows this word is part of a Hebrew word group under the Hebrew root word alali, which shows this word means woe, to be in pain, lying lips of false prophets. Babylon, ye shall be slain, those snatched away by pestilence, by the sword, helpless, exposed, oppression, harsh treatment. Now remember, the word works, the Hebrew word means to commit a crime. And the word hands, the Hebrew word, when you track it back, it means exposed to oppression, harsh treatment. The word gods that is written in Revelation 9:20 is translated from the Hebrew word tar. This word is listed on page 1016 of the Lexicon Inveteris Testamenti Libros by Coehler and Baumgartner, which shows this word means to outline, to trace out, an idol to be carved out, a statue or something like that, in other words. So this is what Revelation 9:20 is saying. And the rest of the men who were not killed by these plagues still did not repent of their lying acts as false prophets, bringing forth lies that caused woes, harsh treatment, crime, pestilence, and death. They did not repent that they should not worship demons, for these are the gods, Elohim, these demons. They are the gods, the Elohim, the teraphim, of gold and silver and brass and stone, and of wood, which can neither see nor hear nor walk, whose images they carved out. These people, the demons, came and they deceived them into thinking that these are their gods. And they tried to put the images that these gods did. They tried to put these images into paintings, statues, carvings, you name it. You even see it in your money. So what Revelation 9:20 is saying, and the rest of the men who were not killed by these plagues still do not repent. They did not repent that they should not worship demons. And from these demons who came to them in these forms, who looked like this, they made these images, these graven images, these images of the money, everything. But is it believable that they can make themselves look like this? It shouldn't be. The Apostle Saul warned you that they can do this. First, now turn to 2 Corinthians 11, 14, and 15 on page 907. Page 907. 2 Corinthians 11, verses 14 and 15 on page 907. Page 907. Because all of this Yahweh told you about. He didn't hide it. He didn't mince words. It's there. They went to these people and looked like these beautiful beings. They can transform their images and all that. And the people were deceived into making statues and paintings and coins and everything else of them. And yes, it shouldn't be surprising. And no marvel, for Satan herself is transformed into an angel of light, the Virgin Mary in someone or something. Therefore, it is no great thing if her ministers also are transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end will be according to their works. Got a little swell. The point of the matter is, the house of Yahweh is here to tell you these things. And today it tells you another thing. Just remember, if they can fool you, they'll come to you and make thinking you must think they're the most beautiful, wonderful thing. If you have lust, they will definitely play that game. They will do whatever it takes. But remember what was said. Let us hear the conclusion of the matter. Keep Yahweh's laws in reverence of Yahweh. Trust in Him, and you will be saved. May Yahweh bless your understanding. I turn the services over to the great Kohan, Ilya Hawkins.
Shabbat shalom, everyone. Please be seated. The peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. I want you to write this down so you can have it for your references. It's a great sermon to go back and reread concerning trade wars that Pastor brought out. And this would have been in the 11th Roman month of 2004. And it's in the third book of Israel, chapter 25. Third book of Israel, chapter 25. What I'm going to read you is verse 113. And Pastor said, "Then comes the mark of the beast." I'm going to reread you some articles about this. I've read these articles to you before on this very thing. These articles are about buying and selling. They are speaking of trade wars. They're speaking of uniting nations in trade. This is what we see in the competition. And this is what Malachi Martin brought forth too. In the keys of this blood, we see competition in trade taking place in these trade wars. And the reason bringing that up, remember what Pastor said about this coalition that would join between Russia and China. Then you would have the United States and you would also have the Vatican, everyone vying for the top spot. We can actually see these teams forming, so to speak, more prevalent. It's more open to everyone's eye to see what's going on. And the first part of the news, it starts out with the United States and Russia. Of course, this last week, formally, the United States left the INF Treaty. And remember, that was signed in 1987 at the same time the House of Yahweh was producing the Book of Yahweh to offer to man. The INF Treaty was being signed. Well, the Book of Yahweh has lasted much longer than this treaty and will bring forth peace unlike this treaty. This was a false hope that was offered. Of course, the United States has said that they want to renegotiate this treaty. This treaty, I'm speaking of the INF treaty, brings forth false hope. The Book of Yahweh is the only thing that brings forth hope of peace. But this treaty, the United States is saying they want to renegotiate it with China also involved. China's saying they don't want to be a part of it. And they actually gave some pretty decent feedback on why. They said that if you're going to nullify the agreement with Russia and now you want to redo an agreement with China and Russia, why do you not include France? Why do you not include the UK? Why are you not including everyone that has a nuclear missile capability? Of course, that's not what is wanting to be done. It's about curtailing. And then China also warning very sternly the United States, and this is Mike Pompeo, who's the Secretary of the United States, literally come out saying the United States wants to put missile defense systems, I say missile defense, around Asia. And China's saying that you better not do it. We won't allow you to do it. If you take an action, there will be a reaction. Of course, it's called retaliation. And they feel they have to do it because they feel like someone's pointing a gun at them. So if you're going to point a gun at me, I'm going to have to point a gun at some of your citizens. You point them at our citizens, we'll point them at your citizens. And then you have the defense secretary, the new defense secretary. His name is Mark Esper. Now, it's important to understand what this man's job was before he became the defense secretary. He was the top lobbyist for Raytheon, which is a big warmonger. They make money off of war. And you'll see where one of the congresswomen asked him, "Will you agree to not make money from these companies for at least 4 years after entering government?" He completely refused right there in front of everybody. He wants his money. That's what war brings, is money, and that's what he wants. Money and power, but it's a false power. But you have these countries all arguing. Everyone feels in jeopardy. Everyone feels like someone's out to get them. And then you have the situation in Hong Kong and China getting ready to send in some of their soldiers into Hong Kong. And China is giving all the credit to the United States for the disruption taking place in Hong Kong. And if you watch how the Chinese administration is voicing their words toward the United States, they're becoming more disgusting, more frustrating. They're very perturbed, so to speak, would be a word. They're irritated. And when the emotions start becoming irritated, common sense decisions don't become so common sense. And you'll hear them say that we hope that the American people have enough sanity to hold back war. If that's the hope they have, I hope they're ready for war, because there's not much sanity with leadership. And I'm not just speaking of those in leadership right now. I'm talking about leadership in a system that is led by the seven hills of Rome. There's no sanity in a life of confusion where sin has brought that confusion. And then China also, in retaliation against the United States, they're openly trying to bail out Venezuela. Even to the point they're going in and repairing Venezuela's oil pipelines so Venezuela can produce more oil. And remember, China is not a big buyer of oil when it comes from Saudi Arabia, but they do buy from Venezuela, they do buy from Iran, and they do buy from Russia. These are these teams, this forming of teams, with Russia and China becoming stronger, and all of these trying to form this coalition to get rid of these or to avoid these sanctions being brought forth by this beast, this two-horned beast, this Jesus in Christ that's trying to rule, this two-horned beast. This is what they're doing. Now, Russia and Iran, remember, the United States and the UK have sent warships to the Strait of Hormuz to guard ships, is what they say. Russia and Iran are also now, in this next week, going to hold military drills in the Strait of Hormuz. So you're going to have Iran and Russia holding drills while you have the United States and the UK all there in the Strait of Hormuz. Now, the United States is sending out invitations to other countries to come join us. Germany has declined to come. Japan has declined to come. France is debating on what they're going to do. But you see all of this, and it's forming in and around the great River Euphrates. Remember where the River Euphrates runs to in that region. And then, of course, you see tensions. With all of that going on, you see tensions rising in Kashmir, which you have India and Pakistan, both nuclear powers. The thing that I want you to notice, besides heavy tension and nuclear war could take place anytime between those two countries, is how whenever they got upset with them, they cut off communication. And that's what pastors brought, that communication could be cut off. And Kashmir is an example of how quick and easy it can be cut off. And they've cut off all communication for those people, be it internet, telephone systems. They've cut it down completely on the Indian side. And then, of course, this last week was the 74th anniversary of the dropping of the atomic bomb in Japan. And you'll listen to them talk about how there was 250,000 deaths at that time when the bomb was dropped. But since then, from the repercussions of this bomb, there has been 400,000 deaths after the effect. So you had people that died during that bomb drop, but there's also people dying after that. And you see the effects of war, how when it grabs the hold of people, it holds on for a long time. It's not just something that goes away. And then dealing with the Middle East, with Israel and their elections coming up. Of course, you have Netanyahu, who's being charged, and his court case will come up very soon. I think it's in the ninth Roman month. Two of his cabinet members are being charged. And if you remember, we brought you a name and we said, watch for this man. He said if he takes over, he will push the peace treaty through. Well, the name that comes up now, he's the leader of the Blue and White Party, and his name is Yair Lapid. And he has said for many years that if he ever becomes prime minister, everything with the peace treaty, he will push through. Now, the peace treaty is already moving. We know with the not signing of that waiver, it's already, the wheels are turning, but we can see things grow faster. And the harder they work toward peace is the closer they'll come to nuclear war. And that's for sure. At this time, if we could please go ahead and play the news. I would like to introduce the only person that can help bring peace to this dying world, the greatest teacher in the world, the great Kahan Yisrael, Abel Hawkins.
Shalom, everyone. Looks like a feast. A feast fixed in the sun. Praise Yahweh. There we go. Yahweh, let you be seated. Praise Yahweh. It looks like a feast fixing to start here. The crowd keeps increasing. Viewers keep increasing too. Peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. Since everybody's sitting down, I don't want you to fall when you see this number. I better turn it upside. See that? And they're telling me that the chat programs, and we probably going to need some more help on this, on the chat programs, because they're overwhelmed there. So get your name in if you want to be on it. I hope everyone does. We need young and old alike, so don't let that bother you. Don't let your age bother you. This This right here is really interesting because it shows that Trump is involved in the building of the temple. He's at the Wailing Wall. Supposedly, this is where they put write their prayer out on the Temple Mound, and they put it in a crack there in the wall, but they're praying to gods, and gods don't answer prayers. The gods are deader than they are. So, they use the Jerusalem Bible here. I mean the Israel Bible. Israel Bible. Spell Y-I-S-A-E-L. Y-I-R. Y-S... I-S-R-A-E-L. Bible. And I'll read it, a quote, just like it's written. Thus King Cyrus of Persia, God of heaven, has given me all the kingdoms of the earth. When you see this right here, I want you to keep in mind the kings that came to 1 Samuel 8 and said, we want to be like the rest of the world. We want a king to fight our battles for us. Well, of course, each tribe, each city got them a god and a king and went to trying to become stronger than the next city who had a god that was wanting to be wanting to own all the earth. Well, of course, Cyrus said, God has given me all the earth now. Now, this was a king, a Hebrew king of the 12 tribes, and he was making the brag that he had taken over all the earth. And, of course, thus said King Cyrus of Persia, God of heaven has given me all the kingdoms of the earth and has charged me with building him a house in Jerusalem, which is in Yada. Yehuda, Y-E-H-U-D-A. Remember the spellings of this word. It's very important that you get the spellings of this word. Now, I'm way behind now in speaking. The others have gotten ahead of me, so I'm going to have to spend some time getting caught up. And David is way ahead of me this morning in that scripture. I'll never get there today. We will get there, but not today. But the others are a little bit ahead of me too. In what they're bringing forth in the gematria, but maybe the next time I speak, maybe I can close in some gaps here. If you'll remember, the word yada, it's spelled in several different ways, and that's, you've got to get it in your mind, because if you see it in the translations, it's just going to be spelled the same way, Y-A-H-D-A-H. But in the Hebrew now, it's spelled quite differently and means a number of different things. And that's the reason I want you to get this in your mind, because you'll, when I get to that point, then you'll understand what I'm talking about right now. You wouldn't right now, but you will then. He's reading this verse from Ezra 1 verse 2, the Israel Bible, which is when the King James Bible went out, these people took this Bible and they made their own translation from the King James Version. And of course, the words God and Lord are still there. Nothing changed there, but they spelled some Jerusalem a little bit differently. And a few other things, but mainly it's a King James Version. But I want you to get your mind, too, on them wanting to build this temple at this time period. That's a strange time to want to build the temple, right? Just when the prophecy is talking about it. 2,000-year-old prophecies are talking about it. U.S. Treasury Department designates China as a currency manipulator. You saw that on the news there just now. And, of course, these are the accusations among the nation, nation against nation, and religion against religion, Yeshua said. North Korea fires two more unidentified projectiles, Joint Chief of Staff says. Now, of course, it looks like in the article they're pushing for a war or money from the U.S. They want the U.S. to buy their non-activity in nuclear activity. Trump signs executive orders imposing sanctions on Venezuela. So the nations against nations here, it all falls under, including Israel now. They're saying, if you noticed on the news there, it makes no difference who wins that election. It's the United States that's going to bring this about. They're all under Revelation 13, which I'm that far behind. That's going to be a few more weeks before I can catch up there. Today, I want you to get your mind on linen. It doesn't seem like much of a subject or a benefit. But I think when you find out all about it, which there'll be a lot of it brought on it, some brought today, but it's very important. And you need to start. We got three feasts. We got three Passovers in this 3.5 years. And this, the last 3.5 years is the 3.5 years that will be cut short because of the elect's sake. The elect would be killed off too if it wasn't for the fact that Yahweh's encamped about his house. And he cuts it short to protect his house, his very elect, as he calls this. You'll see this in the scriptures here today if you'll just wake up and pay attention. The 8 weeks that we have here until this first feast, this is Tabernacles, not Passover. We got three Passovers is what I'm talking about. Now, I'm thinking from what we're seeing in the prophecies and in the Gematria that it will come on one of these Passovers. I don't expect it to be the first, but don't rule that out. It could be the first. It could be the second. Or it could be the third. Could be any one of the three. Now, if it's the second, you know, a lot of things are going to have to take place in 1 year, which could take place. Trump is, if he sees he's going to win the election, you know, he could postpone some of the burning that's going to take place. He could postpone that. If he sees he's going to lose the election, then war could break out and we could fall under an international emergency that would prevent anyone from changing the president to another president. So he would remain in office either way this goes, whatever takes place among the nations. And they can bring it about what they want to take place among the nations right now. They're all the nations are falling under that category. It don't make any difference if Netanyahu wins the election in Israel. It's like you saw on the news just now. Trump is the one, the doer. He's like a Okie. He kind of like I did all my life, I'd take the bull by the horns and run. And of course, this is the way President Trump does. He sees it has to be done, so he does it. And then this has gone on all of my life. It went on in Abilene. I stirred the city up when I came to Abilene because I went to doing things. And they come and talk to me, well, we don't have a permit for this. And I say, well, how do we get one? We'll go before the council. And I said, how do we do that? So I went before the council, but I got it done. And I saw things that needed to be done, so I did it. Well, this is the same attitude that Trump has. He does things. He sees the things that he wants to do and that the others who are backing him have been wanting to do. So he steps in, puts his signature there. The signature, remember signature. We're going to see it here in a minute if I get around to it. The linen. Now back to the linen with that stuff in your mind. Linen, purple linen. I'd like for everyone to be wearing purple linen this feast. Now, if you remember Daniel, he didn't speak to anyone except the one wearing the linen. The reason being is we see so far. There might be other things behind this. The linen, each thing you have, if you remember in biology, I brought you this for a reason last week, or week before last. The facts. Earth, as well as other living systems, have a magnetic field. I said that needs to be called magnetic, electronic, emotional field. Now, there's some other words I want to put in there, but this just don't cover it, a magnetic field that they're trying to describe here, because it takes in too many things, including your heart, which puts out frequencies. And this is what this is the feelings that you get. If that's the best way I know how to describe it right now. But your heart reaches out, and but you can feel it almost sometimes it becomes emotional, the things that comes forth from the heart for your wife or your children or your husband's that is coming forth from the heart. Now they changed it in the scriptures in the book of Yahweh a little bit, and you can correct it, but they said the seat of your mind. Well, that wasn't a great thing to do, but anyway, just put heart there each time you see it, or mark it out and put heart there. But there's a great deal of difference in the heart. It has its own mind. It has its own mind, but it's in unity with the mind in your head sometimes. Not always. Sometimes it differs, and sometimes it'll pull what you have in your head, it'll push it aside and go its own way, and it gets things done out of the emotions that's coming there from the heart that we see in Scripture. Well, each thing in your body puts off what they call a frequency, and it has its own signature. Like the signature, when he signs this thing, he puts his own signature on it, and nobody can change it. I mean, he's got the authority to do so. And that's what this article shows, that he has the authority to actually start the rebuilding of this temple. That's Trump. And he knows it, and they have set it up in that manner for him to do so. If when we get into Revelation 13, I'll prove that to you. But Revelation 13, 12 and 13, let us be like the first beast. That's what the whole system that of the Roman Catholic Church and the Coptic Catholic, who still has the upper hand in the Catholic Church. And they keep it very silent, but they have the upper hand in the Catholic Church right now. In the Roman Catholic as well as the Ten Kings and so forth. But they keep it very secret because they would be very easily destroyed right now. One bomb hitting a dam in Egypt would wipe it out right now. So they have to be very careful with what they expose there. But their gods are, you know, they didn't go to all this trouble of building pyramids, huge, huge pyramids, for nothing. And if you read about these pyramids and the gods that they contain and the what they entrust to them, as David brought out just now in his work, which we just started on that, but the scriptures are filled with the influence of the gods over, not over the human mind, but they certainly can if you yield to it. Now, these are the gods that are demons, as David brought out, plus they dedicate their own people who die thinking that they're going to be part rulership in the kingdom they're setting up in heaven. They supposedly are setting up a kingdom in heaven to top Yahweh's kingdom. But, of course, this is all lies. It's brought forth by Satan to get rid of man. Well, frequency and signature, it's signed, that's it. The frequencies that is given off by cotton, I believe I was told that it was something like 99, right? 99, 100, 100 frequencies per unit. Now, these are the frequencies that the biology shows calls a system, a living system that is going out in something like radio waves. I've got it pictured for some reason in my mind, what is shown in the scriptures about rivers of living water going out through the universe, flowing through the universe with the 12 trees and the 12 fruits that Yeshua pictured. But you got to get this other in your mind to understand what Yeshua was saying when he is talking about the trees and the super tree, the super oak tree that is putting out, gathering the frequencies from Yahweh and feeding it to his people, to Yahweh's people, to have them publish the book of Yahweh, to build a building, to establish the name, things like this. Well, now, cotton is pretty high compared to material, but linen, it goes over 5,000. That's from 100 to over 5,000 frequencies. A frequency. What did I do with it? To understand just a little of it, there's a lot of it, so I'll just read what I want you to get today. The property or condition of occurring at frequent intervals. The number of times. Here's another doctor giving another definition. The number of times a special periodic phenomena occurs within a specified interval. The number of repetitions of a complete sequence of values of a periodic function per unit, a variation of an independent variable. The number of complete cycles of a periodic process occurring per unit time, the number of repetitions per unit time of a complete waveform, a waveform or wavelength or radio wave, if you want to get that in your mind, as of an electric current. The AC unit has a current that goes around and back, like this. The DC has a unit that goes round and round and round. That's the difference in those two. I found that out the hard way when I was changing batteries at the Auto Electric Company back when I was really, really stupid. But but I was working at the place where I bought the Hertel Blue Ribbon Bible and quit my job and took off to find Jacob to show him what I'd found. Well, anyway, that the frequency. Now, signature is, get this, read you this part of it. Signatures are frequencies. That's what a signature is. Signatures are frequencies that help define who we are. Our signature right now, as has been brought out in the gematria about 1,400 times, am I hitting it pretty close? 1074, 322. That's our signatures. No one can take that. See, that is ours. They can't have it. They can't even change it anymore. Praise Yahweh. You see what I mean? A tag number. That is our tag number. No one else can take it away from us. That's ours to stay. They even stopped changing the tags after they gave me that tag number. Those tag numbers, yeah. So they're ours permanently. So that's a signature. Signatures are frequencies that help define who we are. Everything has a frequency or energetic signature. So whether, there you go, praise Yahweh. Now, anything, it don't have to be written out. Anything and everything that has to do with this biology that I read to you 2 weeks ago, this living systems, Earth as well as all other living systems, they have a magnetic field, and scientists are discovering that these fields connect us all. They connect us all. That's the reason you can't have a bad apple in a barrel. One bad apple. Remember that old saying? One bad apple. So the religion said, well, let's just make the whole barrel bad. And that's what they have done. The fields are discovering, the scientists are discovering, that these fields connect us all and actually carry biologically relevant information. So these magnetic fields that we're involved in that send our messages or bring, if you're at the other end, which is Yahweh's throne, bring our messages, not just in words, but what we're doing. What we're doing also. Every hair on your head is numbered. Yahweh knows everything you do. He's in touch with everything you do, everything you say. That's the reason I told you a few weeks ago, I want you to start doing things that you would be glad to see written about you, because it is being written about you. And Yahweh says it's being written in a book. There's a book of remembrance written about you. It may be the book of Abba Shalom. It may be the book of White Buffalo. It may be the book of Yisroel. I could name every woman out here and every man, and whatever that book is, it's going to have your signature on it. Your signature. Whatever your signature is, it's going to have it on it. I've got to get by this part right here. We'll catch up there later, but I got to get into this other now. Now, the linen, it carries a very high frequency. Buffalo Bill, too. I didn't want to leave you out, Buffalo Bill. He is looking sad over here, so I had to cheer him up. The frequency of this 5,000, I'm glad it was weaker at the beginning. But I'd like for you to put some stronger frequency on this and prepare from now till the feast to start bringing forth these waves big time. Think of ways that you could help, that you could help to change things. To change things from hurt to hurt and harm to everyone being joyous at the feast. That'll take some thought. I'll give you some more later. But now, linen, I want you to turn over to Revelations 19. Revelations 19:8. And remember, it carries a very big load of energy. So, and Yahweh says, don't forget this. Yahweh said, I call heaven and earth to witness against you or for you. I'm saying Satan is trying to witness against you. I'm saying you can outdo Satan. Yeshua said it too, and so did Yahweh. Now, I'll let you read it here in a minute. But look at 19, verse 8. Revelations 19, verse 8. And to them was granted that they should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. Now, it doesn't say forget about the fine linen and just be righteous. It says you're to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, because fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. It carries the righteous waves, the frequencies, with our signature attached to it throughout the heavens right now. Now, to those who are wearing it right now, to those who are not, there's a less wave going. I would have you at this coming feast be ready to wear it and get ready. Don't make excuses. If you don't have it, we'll figure out a way to get it for you. Just come and let us know one way or the other. The fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. The righteousness of the saints. If you look over to Yada, Yalta 1, right next to the book of Yahweh, they call it Jude in the King James Version. But look at Yalta chapter 1 and verse 3. Chapter 1, verse 3. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to you to write to you about the common salvation, I found it necessary to write to you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith, if you'll look in the diglot, because it gives the Greek and then the word-for-word translation, for the faith, earnestly contend for the faith. It's not confidence this is talking about here. Not confidence, but it's the faith which was once and for all delivered to the saints. In the book of Acts, it calls this the doctrine of life and was given to the messenger to give to Moshe. If you go to 1 Yochanan 5 and verse 4, with that in mind, this was given, this the faith once and for all delivered to the saints. And you look at chapter 5, Yochanan 5, First John, if you have a King James Version. 1 Yochanan 5, and look at verse 4. And whoever is begotten of Yahweh overcomes the world. That's what he told Cain. You've got to overcome, Cain. You know, I told you that Cain was the first pope. He is the first pope of the Catholic Church. Catholic means God worshipers. The pope, of course, is the mouthpiece. Cain was the mouthpiece. I notice the reason that most people don't understand that is they're thinking about two boys there that's being described, two young boys, and one kills the other one. That's not it. You've got to start thinking bigger than that. They were big and scattered abroad, and they were huge organizations, both of them, the God worshipers and the Yahweh worshipers. Abel was the first priest of Yahweh, and he wrote things for us that we are still using today, and we still ask that Abel today. That was a big organization that was brought forth by Yahweh, and it was a big organization brought forth by Cush. I know you're thinking, well, that's after the flood. Well, it was before the flood too, but I'll prove that to you. And whoever is begotten of Yahweh, whoever is begotten, overcomes the world. And this is the conquering power that has overcome the world, the faith. He who is of Yahweh, he who is Yahweh gave to mankind. Look back to verse 1. Whoever believes that Yahshua is the Messiah. Now, that doesn't take out everything else. It just got through telling you got to overcome the world. You got to overcome sin. That's the world, sin, a world of sin brought forth by the Catholic Church God worshipers. Whoever believes that Yahshua is the Messiah. You know, chapter 2 of Acts gives you the name Yahshua and says there's no other name under heaven whereby you must be saved. And they removed it and put the word Lord there. You can trace that back to the Hebrew, where you have an interlinear to show you that it's actually Yahshua. that they translated Joshua or Joshua, Hebrews 4. Hebrews, the fourth chapter, where he kept the Sabbath day. Get our sermons, or on your chat programs, it will. You can turn in your request, or just simply call us, and we'll send you a copy of the disc, or maybe we have it on paper too, but now. But whoever believes that Yahshua is the Messiah, well, if you take that name out, which the Catholic Church did, the God worshipers did. They took the name Yahshua out and they replaced it with Lord or God or Lord the God. So they had the people thinking that the name of the Savior was God or Lord that they should call on for salvation. So this is the deception, the condemnation that has gone out to all the world, Yahshua said. John 7:7 or Yochanan 7:7, going out to all the world. This is the condemnation that mankind has been condemned because the truth has come and he won't accept it. They will not accept it. Yahweh said, in the last days I will establish my house and it'll bring forth the truth. Well, the religions won't repent. You can repent, but the religions won't. Your Bible says that. Well, whoever believes that Yahshua is the Messiah, how many people have even heard the name? We're spreading it as fast as we can throughout the world right now. They translated it Joshua or Joshua, Hebrews 4. You can look that up yourself and trace it back. Trace it back to the Hebrew with an interlinear and Strong's Concordance, and you'll find his name was Yahshua. Well, whoever believes this, that's one of the first things you have to do is find out the name, which is Yahweh. Yahweh will save our people from their sins, save his people from their sins. That's Yahshua. That's the name Yahshua, meaning Yahweh will save his people from their sins, his people being those who overcome the world by keeping his laws. Begotten of Yahweh, if you believe that Yahshua is the Messiah, exactly that begets you, starts you on the road to becoming a full son or daughter of Yahweh. Right there. Begotten of Yahweh. And everyone who loves him. Remember the first commandment. You've got to love Yahweh with all your heart. Then you got to prove it by what I said a while ago. Helping to make the feast better for others. Where they'll have a better understanding. Where they'll enjoy the feast immensely. Invite them to classes. That's one of the greatest things a young man can do with another young man is invite him to the class he's going to. Or a woman who begot, who loves him, and everyone who loves him, who begot, also loves him who is begotten of him. So if you love Yahweh and you learn this, how to love Yahweh, you're going to be loving your brothers and sisters also. And you can't find this definition now. You can't find this definition in Strong's or in Webster's. They give a sexual orientation of the word that will make you a little bit sick at your stomach to read it if you know what true love is. And the only way you know true love is to find it in the Scripture. True love. And it's shown throughout the whole book of Yahweh. It's shown. By this we know that we love the children of Yahweh when we love Yahweh by keeping his laws. Now listen, you preachers out there. Read this for yourself. It's even in the King James Version. You got to keep the laws of Yahweh. King James Version says commandments. Commandments. That starts you on the road to finding out there's more law. The greatest law given is love Yahweh. It's not in the Ten Commandments, but the Ten Commandments teaches you how to do it. The second greatest is love your neighbor as yourself. That's not in there, not in the Ten, but it's the second greatest law. And this is the love of Yahweh. Do you get that, preachers? All of you, this is the love of Yahweh that you get by keeping His commandments or His laws. This is the love of Yahweh, that we keep His laws, and His laws are not grievous. And whoever is begotten of Yahweh overcomes the world by keeping His law. And this is the conquering power that that has overcome the world, the faith that Yahweh gives us, which are His laws. The truth, the truth, it's called the truth in Psalms. The faith, he who is of Yahweh gave. Who is he who overcomes the world, but he who believes that Yahshua is the Son of Yahweh? Not the Lord is the God, but Yahshua is the Son of Yahweh. So linen, shown in Daniel, it represents this righteousness of the saints. If we start now, we've got 8 weeks left before the feast begins. And now that's Feast of Trumpets. And then 2 weeks after that is a great Feast of Tabernacles. But we need to be ready and dressed for trumpets. I don't know of any reason why we couldn't do this in 8 weeks. They've already discovered where we can get linen. And it said, if you mix it, you cut down on the frequencies. So keep that in mind. It would be better for undergarments as well as top garments to have everything linen if you possibly can. That way you wouldn't cover any of it. I think you can even get linen socks also. But I have a hard time wearing what Benaiah tried to get me to wear when I saw him drop a rock on his toe and when he first came here. I said, no, I think I want a steel-toed shoe, but we may figure out something to go in the sanctuary. Yahweh bless you. Yahweh bless you, and I'll turn the services back to the next leader. I love you!